1983, I made a movie called Terms of Endearment, and it was a really big damn deal. It was a huge studio movie, Paramount Studios, and it had megastars in it. Deborah Winger and Shirley MacLaine, Jack Nicholson, and Danny DeVito was in it. I mean, it was just loaded. And also me. And this was a huge break. And when I got the movie, I had about 1,100 bucks in the bank. And my rent on the New York City apartment that we had was 700 bucks a month. So I needed this gig badly. And we all got on planes and went to Houston, Texas. Now, for a young actor at 28 years old to go to a big, his first huge Hollywood major studio movie with big stars, it was, you know, heady. And everybody's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton in Houston, Texas, you know. Deborah's got a room there, Shirley, Jack, Dan, everybody, Jim Brooks, the director, everybody. I get off the plane and I get tapped on the shoulder by one of the transportation people going, "You'll be staying at the Allen Parkway Inn." I thought for sure there was some kind of mistake, but no, not at all. Now, the Allen Parkway Inn is a place, you've all been there. You all know this place. It's that place where, you know, the bosses take the secretaries for an hour, you know? It's the place to, I don't know, buy and sell drugs. It's a place to kind of hang out and beat the hell out of each other at 4 a.m. That's where I stayed. That was my major Hollywood movie experience. So, like everything with me, I picked up the guitar in room 58 of the Allen Parkway Inn in 1983, and I wrote this. I'm the motel man, I'm the star without a car. Welcome, Taylor Claiborne, whoever you are, to the Allen Parkway Inn. The red ass of Texas, alone and lonesome. Jalapeno hell, it must be time to phone somebody from the Allen Parkway Inn. Mexicans, Mexicans, more and more Mexicans. At daybreak, they're outside beating up their next of kin at the Allen Parkway Inn. Long iron oil and short on style. Got a lounge full of 2-time and 10-gallon smiles at the Allen, the good old Allen Parkway Inn. I thank the Lord I wasn't born in Houston. You can bet the ranch I won't be back again. But if somehow, some way, someday I'm back in Houston, well, I won't be lodging at the Allen Parkway Inn. Well, my wake-up call didn't come at all. I shivered through my shower thinking Robert Duvall couldn't have possibly, even under the worst of circumstances, started out like this. My accommodations are less than first class. If home is where the heart is, I'm right up its ass at the Allen, the good old Allen, the Parkway Inn. I lay down to sleep. Shots ring out. The front desk don't know what I'm talking about. I stare up at the ceiling, wide awake with fear. Oh, I bet George Washington never slept here. I broke my magic fingers, my TV's on the fritz. Where the hell's the glamour? What happened to the glitz at the Allen, the good old Allen Parkway Inn? My mattress pad has a very strange stain. My pillow's been around as long as Ichabod Crane. Here at the Allen Parkway Inn. But if looks can be deceiving, hell, then I got it made. Cause it's 85 at 8 a.m. and the only spot of shade is at the Allen, the good old Allen Parkway Inn. And I thank the Lord I wasn't born in Houston. You can bet the ranch, well, I won't be back again. Somehow, some way, someday I'm back in Houston. Well, I won't be lodging at the Allen. No, I won't be lodging at the Allen. No, I won't be lodging at the Allen. A Parkway Inn.